It's 5:50 and you're listening to the regional news from KVNF. I'm Jake Ryan. I-70 in Glenwood Canyon will be temporarily closed on Wednesday. This is Tracy Truelove with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
So we're back to doing some helicopter operations as part of our permanent rockfall mitigation project in Glenwood Canyon, and that is Wednesday. Starting around 9 o'clock in the morning, it's purely a safety decision to stop traffic so we can get the helicopter from the landing zone up to the job site to deliver the materials necessary to continue our rockfall mitigation work.
Motorists can expect up to 1 hour delays. If the weather is too rough for the helicopter to fly, the delays will be postponed to Thursday. A fishing tournament begins this weekend at Ridgeway Reservoir. For 9 days, there will be no limit to the number of smallmouth bass anglers can catch. In fact, Eric Garduño, a biologist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, says there's no limit on smallmouth bass ever.
These smallmouth bass were illegally introduced into the reservoir by someone in the early 2000s. They've started to really sort of take over in the reservoir, and they pose a threat both within the reservoir, but especially outside of the reservoir, especially the Uncompahgre and Gunnison River, predating on our native fish, including some endangered fish species that we have in the Gunnison River. And so really what we're interested in is trying to maximize the amount of smallmouth bass that can be pulled out of the reservoir.
10 fish have microchips embedded under their scales. If an angler turns in a bass with one of those chips, they could win fishing gear or even a boat. This is the second fishing derby CPW has done for the invasive species. Garduño says last year showed how successful anglers can be.
We went out there and tagged some fish prior to the tournament to try to get an idea of how many smallmouth bass are actually out there. And it took us 4 nights of shocking, 9 o'clock in the evening until 3 or 4 in the morning, to collect 169 smallmouth bass. Compared to the tournament, which was 9 days long, anglers removed over 2,000 smallmouth bass. And so it actually, from sort of a manpower perspective, is a lot more effective way of getting after them.
The tournament is free, but a fishing license is required. A political organization created to fight anti-oil and gas ballot measures in Colorado has raised more than $6 million in the first quarter of 2016. It shows an industry preparing for a potential battle this fall against a much less well-funded foe. Inset Energy's Dan Boyce reports supporters of the ballot measures have raised just tens of thousands of dollars.
Four ballot measures seeking to restrict drilling are gathering signatures across the state. They advocate changes like requiring greater distances between drilling rigs and residences and giving local governments more say in regulating the industry. Now, there are a lot of ways to gauge momentum in politics, but looking at the money both sides of the fracking debate have raised so far, it does seem to be a case of David versus Goliath.
Natural gas can help us reduce our carbon footprint. We need natural gas, and fracking helps us get it.
You're hearing an ad from Protect Colorado. As an issue committee, it can release overtly political advertising, but must report to the Colorado Secretary of State where it gets its money. And the millions it's brought in this year come largely from oil and gas companies like Noble and Anadarko.
Honestly, it is expensive to educate people.
Karen Crummy's the group's communications director. Right now, it's spending money on billboards around the Fort Collins and Denver metro areas, urging people not to sign the petitions for these ballot measures, which she says would wreak havoc on an important piece of Colorado's economy. These billboards feature pens, clipboards, and short, pithy phrases.
Think before you ink. It's declined to sign.
Largely, though, the group's fundraising efforts are more about stockpiling ammunition in case the measures make the ballot.
We learned in 2014 that the most important thing is to be prepared at all times.
2014 was really the peak of the fracking expansion that had taken place in Colorado.
That's Floyd Cerulli. He's an independent pollster and Colorado political analyst. Back then, oil prices were high. Drilling was popping up all over the Front Range near homes and communities. And at that point, real momentum was mounting against it.
The environmental community was extremely potent.
A community led and largely funded by millionaire and Democratic Colorado Congressman Jared Polis. Anti-fracking ballot measures were gathering signatures then, too. And they were doing really well. It looked like a couple may make the ballot and might even do well in the election. Above all, the industry and environmental sides seemed like equals.
They both sort of came to the table in many ways equally balanced.
Then a last-minute deal scrapped the ballot measures on the day signatures were due.
Today's announcement regarding the terms of this potential compromise are truly a victory for the people of Colorado.
And that's Congressman Polis in an August 2014 press conference. The measures were pulled in favor of a task force appointed by Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper to bring both sides together and hammer out some policies to address concerns. Cerulli sees that point as a high watermark for the anti-fracking movement's momentum. Oil prices have crashed since then, and drilling has really slowed down on the Front Range.
You just don't quite sense the edginess, the concern on that issue the way you did 2 years ago.
This time around, the main issue committee in favor of the measures, yes, to health and safety over fracking, has brought in a little more than $50,000 so far and has already spent most of it. Still, the anti-fracking movement is undeterred.
The situation that we're in now is very pivotal for the movement.
That's Lauren Petrie with the Colorado chapter of the environmental group Food and Water Watch.
People are feeling that. You know, this is like, it's now or never. We've got to do it this year.
Her group is helping gather signatures for the ballot measures. She believes anti-fracking advocates are angry.
They're angry that Polis pulled those measures in 2014.
They're angry with the results of the task force they believe didn't go far enough. And they're angry the state Supreme Court recently struck down local fracking limitations in Fort Collins and Longmont, saying they were trumped by state law protecting the industry. She believes all that is building momentum for the measures, which could overrule that Supreme Court decision.
This is our opportunity. This is our chance.
Political analyst Floyd Cerulli still believes it will be a tall order.
We're not late in the cycle that they can't make the deadlines in August to turn in signatures, but clearly time is rapidly running.
98,492 signatures are needed by August 8th to get each measure on the ballot. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
That was the regional news from KVNF. Stay tuned for Radiolab. Coming up next, for KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.